your girlfriend sitting on top of some dude's shoulders playing piggyback volleyball in the pool, her thighs wrapped tightly around his neck and shoulders, the thin, gauze-like material of her bottoms barely separating her skin from his. You were going to join us, but you weren't tall enough to stand up in the deep end. So, I paired up with that big guy with the tats. My top slipped down 5 minutes in, but nobody told me and we just kept playing. Every time I spiked the ball, my tits were bouncing all over the place, so it's not surprising the top eventually came off completely. And the guys figured it was topless. They may as well rip my bottoms off, too. I think a few of the guys were probably rubbing their cocks under the water looking at my tits. I hope so. I thought about how you might feel uncomfortable with all these guys staring at your girlfriend's body, but everyone was playing so hard, and I thought they deserved to get a reward for their hard work. Don't you think other men deserve my pussy more than you do? Don't you think my body should be rewarded to men who are winners, babe? Maybe losers shouldn't get to touch my body. Boys who can't win, who aren't big and strong and manly. Little boys like you. Maybe next time you and your friends have a poker tournament, you should put my body up as the prize. Winner gets my pussy for the week. Losers like you get your hand. But back to the camping trip. I think I forgot to mention that I invited Jake as well. I know that you're slightly uncomfortable with me being so close to my ex, but he really loves camping. We used to go on these week-long trips. He made this rule that once I took a piece of clothing off, I couldn't put it back on for the rest of the trip. So, by the second day, I'd be butt naked, and of course, there'd always be strangers staring. Anyway, he's coming too. You guys are friends now, right? I wonder if he'll try to tell me to follow that no-clothes rule again. Would you like that, honey? Your girlfriend ignoring your protests, following the orders of her ex-boyfriend and getting naked in front of all of your friends? Because, to be honest, he actually did ask. And I was a little drunk, and I fat-fingered the text. And accidentally typed yes. And accidentally sent it. It was in that group text with your friends, so everybody saw it. And I know how I never break promises. That's what you like most about me, right? I wouldn't want to disappoint your friends now that they're all excited to fuck me. I mean, see me naked. So, even though I'm packing my Daisy Dukes in skimpy suit, I don't think I'll be wearing them much. Or wearing anything, for that matter. Your friends are going to be staring at your girlfriend's bare tits bouncing around all weekend. Each night your friends are going to be jerking off to your girlfriend's pussy. They've seen pictures of it before, but it'll be a first for most of them to see it in real life. Oh, didn't I tell you? I accidentally sent them that album of nudes to the group text as well. It was very embarrassing, but your friends are such nice guys that they were actually really cool about it. They were giving me so many compliments, telling me how hot the pictures were. Yeah, actually, that album included the pictures when we took together in bed. They recognized your little cock right away, babe. That's actually when they realized they should buy the penis extender for you to use. Anyway, you said before that it was okay for me to post to Gone Wild, right? I figured this was like basically the same thing, and so ever since that first accident, I've been sending all the nudes I sent to you to your friends as well. They each have their own turn-on, so I always end up sending them custom pics and videos that I never end up sending you. And once we started talking about my sex life, Jake was telling them about the no-clothes rule he and I used to have when we went camping, and that's how we all ended up deciding we should do it again. We've been talking about it this whole time in the group text. Every time I bend over to pick up a piece of firewood, one of your buddies is going to be standing right behind me, staring at that perfect pussy nestled between my thighs, rubbing himself through his pants. Your friends are going to be staring at me like a piece of meat, babe. Actually, your best friend was the one who suggested that the no clothes rule, my ex-mage, come back for this trip. Your best friend has the biggest cock, too, of all of them. I mean, all of your friends are bigger, at least relative to you. You must have noticed in the gym showers, right? Your little dick was the butt of a lot of high school locker room jokes, wasn't it? That's what he told me. His cock is even bigger than that big dildo he bought for me. To give it to you. To use it on me. To try to make me come. You're always saying it's such an unrealistic toy, aren't you? When he gave it to me, he told me if I can ever take it all the way, then I might be able to handle his cock. I've always wondered what it would be like to get fucked by your best friend. Do you think it would be more fair if we made the clothes off rule apply to everyone? Everyone has to keep their clothes off once they take them off. I know you don't want everyone to know about your small cock, but they already know about it anyway, babe. You know how we've talked about going to a nude beach when we visit Italy, right? It'll be like that, except all your friends will be ignoring you while drinking in every inch of my body. And as your friends' cocks get harder, it'll be really obvious how much bigger they are than you. About the tent situation. Your friend actually has this really cool tent that's super duper big. You can fit like 10 people in it, so I think most of the guys are gonna just pile in at the end of the night. It might be a tad bit crowded, but he said I should be able to find a spot to nestle in within your 8 friends and their big cocks, if nobody minds getting cozy, of course. Your tiny dick won't make much of a difference either way, right? And I'll be naked, remember? And you know how cold it gets at night, so he offered to share a sleeping bag with me and keep me warm. I don't know why, but I'm actually a little nervous, and for some strange reason, I get kind of wet when I think about him and I sharing a sleeping bag. I think it's because I know he's got such a bigger cock than yours, and it's going to be pressed up against me from behind. You're not gonna have a problem with that, are you? Your best buddy's gonna be spooning your naked girlfriend right next to you. All of your buddies, who are probably a little drunk and have been getting more and more pent up from staring at your girlfriend's bare pussy all day, cramped into one little tent. All of them trying to figure out how they're going to cram their big cocks into her. One vulnerable pink pussy and 8 hard cocks with nothing but a little blanket separating them. Well, at least separating everyone but the friends who's spooning me. He'll be holding me close just to keep me warm, remember? I doubt his cock will make it into my pussy, but I guess we'll see how cold it gets and how much we have to drink. I mean, I'm kind of worried about whether it might accidentally slip inside of me. You won't get mad at me if that happens, would you, babe? You wouldn't get mad at me if his cock just happened to end up pressed between my ass cheeks, pointing down towards the gap between my thighs. You could understand if we were shifting around, trying to get comfy, how his big cock could end up sliding forward until he was pressed up against my pussy, right? And once his cock is pressed up against my lips, I could imagine how I would start getting so, so wet. It gets so wet that my hand might slip and push his cock down to nestle against the entrance of my pussy. And how I might be so shocked but I couldn't help but push back against him until he's balls deep. You could understand how in that situation we might panic and I might end up inadvertently bouncing up and down on his cock. In that situation, I don't see how I could do anything but whisper, "Babe, he just slipped inside on accident. I don't want to make a big fuss. Just watch. Okay?" "Babe, you know how good that would feel for me, right? Especially if you were holding my hand, looking me in the eyes. You wouldn't blame me for not stopping at first, right? I think if I got to that point, the only option we'd have is to rock back and forth until he comes inside of me so that he would hopefully get soft and slip out. Otherwise, we'd have to get out of the sleeping bag and get so cold. I would definitely stop bouncing on his big cock once I felt him coming inside me, babe. It would be so mean if you made me take his big cock out once it was inside, stretching my pussy lips like your cock can't. You wouldn't do that to me, right? You just hold my hand and watch him fuck me, wouldn't you? Babe, it seems like you kind of like the idea. Do you like picturing me being fucked by another man? Looking into your totally naked girlfriend's eyes while she's laying across from you, being spooned by your best friend, a guy she's clearly struggling not to fuck, a man who she's clearly more attracted to than she's ever been with you. Her face flushed, her arms around her waist, his fingers finding excuses to tease her inner thighs, his cock straining against her ass as she bites her bottom lip. Knowing you, your cock will probably be soft out of nervousness. But every one of your friends in that tent is gonna be harder than you've ever been. The rosy glow on my face, my breasts, and between my legs when I'm turned on and ready to get fucked. The scent that tells men I'm wet and horny and makes it impossible for you to stop yourself from driving down between my legs. I stopped taking birth control last year, and they said that a man's body can actually pick up on it when a girl's ovulating. There was some study done that showed strippers get like 300% more tips on nights they're ovulating. I know it sounds like bullshit, but it's legit. Babe, we actually planned the trip on the weekend that I'm ovulating. I'm going to be absolutely aching for cock. My sex drive is going to be through the roof, and I'm going to be stripped naked and be surrounded by men who need to fuck me. And every single one of you is going to be dying to come deep inside my fertile pussy. Your friends even more than you, since they have so much more testosterone. And every instinct I have is going to be telling me to spread my legs for every tall, strong, big dick, confident man I see. So basically, everyone there but you. But back to the tent. It'll be dead silent except for the sound of me starting to pant. Eight guys who you thought were your friends watching me as I start to rub my thighs together. And how you're too much of a pussy to stop it. Eight men, your girlfriend who's all but begging to be fucked, and you. Eventually, they'll decide to help you out by giving me what you can't. And one by one, each of your closest friends will fuck me while you watch. And each and every one of them will do a better job fucking me than you've ever done. You'll sit and watch as I make sounds you've never heard before. As my body shudders more the moment they first enter me than it does when I pretend you're making me come. But they're good friends. So, when my breasts are literally dripping in cum after they've shot dozens of ropes across my belly, when there's a pool of cum leaking out of my pale, pink pussy, they'll give us some privacy and leave the tent for a bit so you can calm down enough to get hard. They'll give you the last turn and let you fuck your girlfriend too, while she's slick and sticky and covered in other men's cum. And you'll thank them for letting you fuck your girlfriend. And you'll thank me for letting you fuck me. Things will start to change quickly, and you'll notice that I start letting you fuck me less and less. And I'll seem more distracted and more impatient when I do let you fuck me. I'll always have my eyes closed when you fuck me, and I'll be whispering your friends' names. And I won't bother to pretend you can make me come anymore. I'll always be trying to get you to come as quickly as possible just to get sex with you over with. I'll be reading a book while you do your best to get your little cock hard. And I'll keep reading it when you enter me. And I'll be reading it when you try to figure out how to please me. I'll be reading and won't even notice when you come. And when you start to get soft, I'll finally look up with a look of surprise and say, "That was even quicker than normal." And push your head down to clean up your mess.